Welcome to the It's Your Season podcast with Bishop Keith Felton of Trinity Christian Center. Get ready for some dynamic preaching, insightful teaching, and a word of God that will propel you to a new season of holiness and righteousness, praise and worship, and God's bountiful blessings. At the end of this podcast, information will be given about church location and how to obtain a CD copy of today's message in its entirety. Now, here's a brief word from the Bishop.
Good day, podcast listeners. This is Bishop Keith Felton, Senior Pastor of Trinity Christian Center. I'm excited to be back on the airways via the podcast at praisecharlotte.com. This podcast, I'm going to be dealing with the subject track record. Whatever you're going through, God has already brought you out of things before, so don't discredit the power of God and the provision of God, because He has a track record for coming through in your life. Listen to this as God performs miracles as He preached His message through me. Track record.
And sometimes when we're walking with the Lord, we begin to walk in fear, because it takes God to change what we're going through in our life. And one thing about God, and you know it, and you had a track record with Him, He does not change things instantaneously. He just wants you to be strong and rely on what I've already pulled you out of. Oh my goodness, Moses is talking. Moses said, be strong and of good courage. Fear not. Today we have got to break the spirit of fear from over God's people, because sometimes frustration can lead into fear. And sometimes when your prayers are not being answered and things are not connecting the dots, there's a certain fear that comes on, not by the enemy, but by spiritual insecurity. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? That the enemy can exploit what you're insecure about in the spirit. And that's why Moses said, somebody say, fear not. Fear not, because you cannot be afraid unless you have fear. He had to address fear. Fear not and be not, nor be afraid. Oh my goodness. And when you begin to see that fear and being afraid, that is the crux of where we at this morning, saints of God. Because there's somebody in this sanctuary that they will never tell you, and we look strong on the exterior, but inside of us, we are afraid. We are fearful of what could happen to this earthly vessel. We are fearful of what could happen in our circumstances and our dilemma. We are scared, and we may wear a smile and tapestry of makeup and nice suit, but down on the spirit of us, there are some men and women in here and say, God, answer my prayers, because truth be told, I'm a little bit scared. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? You not know, sometimes we try to be so deep. God has not given you the spirit of fear, and He has not, according to the word of God. But you can still feel fear and have to rebuke it. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? You will not feel fear until you in something that seems like that something is not going to change. And I don't care how much you shout, we speak in tongues, these are just caricatures of who we are, but sometimes fear will set in, and God has to brace you and bring you back and say, remember who I am. Don't you be afraid of anything. Don't you be afraid of no bills or no repossession, not enough money to do this. Don't you be afraid. I've brought you through things before, and I can bring you through things again. Look at somebody and say, I'm not afraid. Oh my goodness, that's right, my sister, get your breakthrough. I knew it was in here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, God got to fear His people from the grips of fear. From the grips of, Lord, what could happen if I don't get this war? Lord, what is going to happen if I don't get a job? God, what is going to happen if this thing don't come to pass in my life? And God say, first, you got to settle down and not be afraid. Oh, y'all hearing what I'm saying? He said, don't be afraid of them. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Somebody say, them. Moses is talking to the children of Israel. Say, don't you be afraid of them. Don't you be afraid of what's coming against you. See, everything that's coming against you has a personality, whether it's in the natural or either the supernatural. In fact, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Do you not know everything that you wrestle has a carnal existence and a supernatural existence? Oh, y'all, don't you be afraid of them, because they always got something to say. Oh, I'm feeling happy right now. When you look at your life and where God is taking you, there's always something inside of what you're going through. that's trying to tell you what is and what's not going to happen. And you could be in church for years and it almost gets you. Look at somebody say, it almost got me. I almost fainted. David said, I almost fainted had I not believed to see the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. That means David, a man after God's own heart, said, I almost gave up. If God didn't show me one good little morsel of goodness, I would have given up. If God didn't show me a breakthrough, give me that job, that confirmation call, that email blast, that when you're going to get the interview, you got the job. I almost let go. I was at the end of my rope, but God said, remember my track record. We've been down this road before. And don't you get afraid right now. Don't you start shaking in your boots because all hell is breaking loose against your life right now. Good God Almighty. Oh my goodness. I love preaching with somebody getting a breakthrough because it lets me know that the Spirit of the living God is in this place. Amen. And what she's doing right now, people are doing in their spirits because they know that I don't have to be afraid of this. Look at somebody and say, not this. I don't have to be afraid of this or them or what they say because don't nobody know me but God. Don't nobody have a heaven or hell but God. And as long as he's okay with where I'm at, I don't care what emotions say about where I'm at. Lord, I'm going too fast. I'm talking too fast. Listen, don't be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth good, do go with thee. And God is saying, listen, I am still with you. Look at somebody say, I am still. He is still. He is still with you. You got to get it in your spirit. Look at somebody and say, he is still with me. And see, that's powerful because some of the stuff you're going through right now is based out of bad decisions and bad choices and bad alignment. But God say, through your bad choices and your bad alignment, I am still with you. God said, I'm not going to remind you where you messed up because you know my track record. It's not about what you did. It's about what I'm doing. I am still with you. Even when you messed up last night, you started cursing and saying things you had no business doing. God said, I am still with you. Somebody's got to get it in their spirit. I am still. God is still with me. I'm facing eviction, facing the bills and deadlines. But God said, I am still. I ain't gonna be long at the rest of my voice. I am still with you. There's so many things against you, but I come to remind you who's with you. And God say, remind my people that my track record speaks for itself. Even when you was in sin and in darkness and clothed around your own way of doing things, I still stopped the car from flipping. I still stopped you getting out of a bad relationship. And God say, if I was with you then, do you think I'm going to forsake you right now because you're going through some domestic, some financial, some mental blocks? The devil is a liar. God is saying, I am still with. I can't even get off this point, amen. Because when you look at your life, and you begin to look at the things you did even on this week, it's amazing that he's still with me. But God say, I am still with you. Meaning that what you doing is can't outdo what God already did. And what God already did on Calvary will overshadow what you're doing. And God say, I am still with you. I'm still hanging in there with you. Look at my record. God Almighty. Lord, have mercy. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. Y'all got to understand that when you're going through hell in your life, look at somebody say, real time. I'm not talking about what people may see or perceive. I'm talking about men and women right now that's in the middle of the fire, in the middle of the lion's den, in the middle of something that you don't know how. It's comforting to know that God does not base you and love you according to how you make decisions and how you find yourself in life. He is a God that will stick with you even when all hell breaks loose. And that's why in the body of Christ, we got to get past how big churches are, who's preaching to you, and begin to realize that before anybody could reach me, it was God that was reaching me in the back closet, locked up in the middle of a brokenness, in the middle of going through hell and high water. God said, you heard my voice first, and I got a track record with you that I spoke destiny in your life when you was a complete mess. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. When you had needles hanging out of your arm and running out of domestic violence and having babies out of wedlock and pulling time in the penitentiary, God said nothing that you could ever do could overshadow what I'm getting ready to do in your life. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit say, I'm about to explode in your life because my track record show that I'm greater than what's outside of you. In fact, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And God said, you should know me by now. God said, after all the things that I've done for you before you came to me, if you don't know me by now, you would never. Look at somebody say, I know the Lord. I know the Lord. I knew the Lord before I knew the Lord. He knew me. He knew me when I was drunk and didn't even know how to get my car keys right. He kept me. And God said, what makes you think after I done spewed destiny in your belly, got you pregnant with vision, that I'm going to leave you now because you're going through this? Moses said, he will not fail thee. And that's powerful. Because sometimes you can be frustrated when people fail you. Sometimes you can be going through something in your life and it seems like nobody even cares. And there's a terrible thing, you were surrounded by people that you would think that's connected to you. But how can you be connected to something that you don't care about? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You could be connected with family, friends, and constituents, but they have no clue. And someone might know what you're going through, but they don't want to touch you. They don't want to do anything with you. Because God said, because I don't want you to get your trust in them. I don't want you to trust in the natural. The Bible says, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we shall remember the name of the Lord our God. God said, I have to systematically let you know that I am not going to fail you. God said, you can't look at me like you looked at your uncles and your daddies and your mamas and your brothers and your sisters and everybody that said they were going to help, but they hindered you. Cannot put me in the same category. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Had he not said a thing, it will come to pass. God said, don't put me in the category of your human constituents. Just because daddy walked out, I'm not going to walk out. Just because that man left you to raise those babies by yourself, I'm not going to walk out of you. Just because you got laid off, I'm not going to lay you off. God said, I'm not going to fail you. He's not going to fail us. He's not going to see his children go destitute. We're not going to dry up. We're not going to go down. We got too much confidence in God, the God of the Bible. I've got too much confidence in what he's already done to let me know that I'm not going down. I'm going over. Tell somebody, say, I'm going over. You got to say it like you mean it. I'm going over. I'm not going under, but I'm going over. I'm not going down, but I'm going up. And sometimes your circumstance, I don't know about this spirit of circumstance. And God been dealing with me. God say, what we see in the now, always try to affect next. That's why I say you walk by faith and not by sight. Sight can lie to you. God said, I'm not going to fail you. Sight will fail you. In fact, your vision will fail. Do you not know? God said, stop being moved by things that's moving on the outside of you. Stop being moved by finance. God said, you know, I'm bringing you through this. Stop being moved by what people say about your life. You know, it's what I say about you that really matters. God said, stop being moved. This is the part that when I begin to look at it, he said, nor forsake. Somebody say forsake. Do you know what forsake is? Forsake is when you get right in the middle of something and the people that you with just all of a sudden tuck tail and go back. Oh, somebody know what I'm talking about right now. You could be in the middle of getting ready to go through hell and high water, and you think you're armed and linked with people, and people will break the chain and walk away from you and forsake you and go talk about you, all you done did for them, and turn and run your name through the gutter and the mud. But God say, don't you do, don't, no, 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 no. That's not my track record. I'm not going to forsake you now that you don't have what you'd want to have. Oh, my goodness. I need to talk about that for a little bit because the people of God, we're so moved on financial economics. Somebody say amen. Amen. Sometimes when you don't have them financially like you want to have, you feel like you're not valuable. You're not an asset. You have nothing to contribute. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? But God said, man will base you on what you can give them. But God said, I base you what I've already gave to you over 2,000 years ago. It's not what you can give to me, but what I've already gave to you. God said, I got too much invested in you. I sent my son 2,014 years ago to die for your sins, to cover your sins with the blood of Jesus. And I'm not going to forsake you now that you don't have any money in your pocket, that you don't have a job, that you don't have a car. God said, who do you think I am anyway? I'm not a conditional lover. I'm an unconditional lover. I love you if you have, if you don't have. I love you if you can give, if you don't give. I love you for who you are and not what you make up to try to be, because you cannot hide. Look at somebody and say, he's not forsaking me. God say, I'm not going to forsake you that you're going through some stuff right now in your life.
Praise podcast listeners, this is Bishop Felton. I want to pause here in our broadcast because I got some exciting news. Trinity Christian Center has a dynamic website. Go to www.trinitychristiancenter.net. There you will discover a variety of links designed to give you the full Trinity Christian Center experience, starting with our homepage, our mission, our order of services, bios of yours truly and First Lady, our ministries, prayer requests, and how to sow into Trinity, and testimonials also. If your business is interested in being a partner on the podcast, please call me personally at 704-905-2034. That's 704-905-2034. If the It's Your Season podcast is blessing you with the preached word and you are excited about what God is doing in your life, please come out and worship with us this Sunday morning at 7935 North Tryon Street, starting at 11 a.m. Now let's get back to the message already in progress.
Jeremiah the 26th chapter, excuse me, 32nd chapter, starting at the 26th verse. Listen while you're finding, I'm going to set this up. For every great adversity, for every great thing that a man or woman has to go through, for everything that you're facing right now, God always have to remind you who he is. He always have to remind you first that I am the Lord. He says this right here. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? God is asking Jeremiah a question, the God of all creations. Because in this particular thing, there's some land that needs to be bought. There's some occupational territory that the man of God needs. And it seems, somebody say, it seems like right now that what you're going through, there is no way out. But I hear God say, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me right now? Is there anything too hard for me right now? Somebody say, right now. Is what you're going through right now too hard for the Lord? Sometimes God got to remind you of who he is. Sometimes God got to say, you know what? You've been in church too long, baby. You've been in this and that too long. You've been in the rudiments of religion for too long. And sometimes God will let your life flare up to let you know who he is. And God said, before you go panicking, before you go spiritually hyperventilating, before you faint, God said, remember, I am the Lord. You got to get that. He said, I am the Lord. He's asking a question to you this morning. What is it about your life right now that's too hard for me? What is it about what's going on in your head and your finance that's too hard for me? Who do you think I am? Remember my track record. I did things before you was even in existence. I raised men up from obscurity and brought them to prominence. I raised men that had psychological and sociological problems and they became mighty men of valor. Who do you think I am? Mm-hmm. Look at somebody say, he's got his diploma. God already got his diploma. He's already proved himself in your life right now. And what God always reminds me of, and he drills it in my spirit, remember who I was to you before you even accepted me in your heart. Oh, did y'all get that right there? Remember who I was to you before you even accepted me in your life. Remember who I was to you when you was drunk, when you was doing, somebody say remember. And if I can bring you out of that, if I can bring you out of that, what is it about now that's harder than back then? You got to think about this. What is it about now? Do you not know your now circumstance is just toll? Because you can't pay on this road without putting something out. Amen. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Do you not know when me and my wife was going to Washington, D.C.? Somebody said up north. You do you not know some roads and I had to be reacclimated? You got to pay to ride. You just not going to just drive and just like you driving. Sooner or later they say, toll booth, have your money ready. I said, Lord have mercy. So you mean tell me, and God gave me a revelation. Something that I take you through in the spirit realm, you had to pay to drive on this road. Oh my goodness. Somebody going to catch that. You think you're going to have a prophetic anointing. You think you're going to have a healing anointing. And you just driving. You ain't got to pay anything. Baby, you got to pay the toll. Look at somebody say, you got to pay the toll. You got to pay something to roll on this level where you at right now. And God said that Satan wants you to get off the road. And give no, God said, no, baby. You're going to pay this. You're going to pay what you're going through for what I've done invested in you. You're not going to get out that cheap. You're going to pay to drive on this. Yeah, it was going smooth for a little while. You was in the church. Nobody wouldn't bother you. You was in the church. But the prophetess or the prophet gave you a word and confirmed what was already in your spirit. And now all hell is breaking loose in your life. God said, did you actually believe that I was going to take you to this level of ministry and you not have to pay anything? The devil is a liar. Abraham had to give up Isaac. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? David had to make some mistakes. Listen, Abraham was lying before he got it right. God said, you're going to go through something. Oh my goodness. You're going to go through something. You're going to lose something. You're going to have to be aggravated for a season because it's not free. We read the Bible, but we don't understand the Bible. That every man and woman of the Bible that God uses had to give up something. They had to pay a toll. And God said, remember my track record. I'm going to use you, but you are going to have to pay to be on this highway. Every level you go, you are going to have to pay. They got highways in America called super highways where the traffic is moving at an exceeded speed to get you, expedite you from this place to the next place. But sometimes you have to pay a toll just to get on these, somebody say super highways. Because they know they have so intricately constructed that highway that when you get on it and you do 75 or 80, it will cut your trip down an hour, 45 minutes. All depends on your destination. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? And God said, after you pay this toll, I'm going to get you where you need to be. And it may seem like it happened overnight, but it didn't happen overnight. That if you can pay to drive on this highway, God said, I will shoot you to your destiny. I will catapult you to your destiny. I will burst something in you that you didn't even ask for because you're willing to pay the price. Somebody say pay the price. You got to pay the price to get on this particular level of ministry that you've been believing God for. You got to pay the price to be able to speak in tongues, to be able to tarry, to be able to cast out demons. You have got to pay the price. It's not about preaching, baby. It's about the anointing. I would rather be anointed and not have a microphone in my hand because I'm deadly, because I'm silent. I may be in the corner, but no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper because it's the weaponry inside of me beats what sin coming out of my mouth. And God said, I want you to know today that my track record is showing that you are anointed. Pay the toll. Look at somebody say, pay the toll. Pay the toll. Pay the toll. Whatever you're going through right now, you have got to pay it to drive where God is taking you. Oh my goodness. You have got to pay it. And sometimes in the body of Christ, we think it's the devil. Oh, the devil's attacking me. Do you not know that God says some things are brought on by disobedience? I'm about to get happy right now, preachers. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Somebody say unnecessary. Some of the things you're going through right now is very unnecessary. Look at somebody say it's unnecessary. For every level of struggle in your life, there is footprints that got you where you at. Footprints tell you where you come from and where you at. And your footprints stop wherever you stop. But what if you're going through something financially, look at your footprints. You're not tithing. Uh-oh. If you're going through something in your house, look at your footprint. The enemy should be in your house. This kind come by prayer and fasting. Look at your footprints. And God say these things are unnecessary. There's some necessary struggle, and then there's unnecessary struggle. Unnecessary struggle is birthed through disobedience. Some of us in this room right now going through stuff that God say you going through what the football lingo call unnecessary roughness. That means you being handled too rough for what you're doing because that you let the enemy in because you have compromised your compassion and your conviction for Jesus Christ. And sometimes preachers don't want to preach this kind of hard gospel because of fear of losing people, but I'd rather lose people and gain God to speak on the truth because I stand on the word of God. You cannot continue to walk on the level you're walking on, vacillating between two opinions. You're either going to be in or out because what you get ready to endure is unnecessary roughness. I hear God say, it doesn't even have to be like this. All you have to do is line it up. It doesn't have to be the struggle and the torment of what you... All you have to do is line it up because what you're going through is unnecessary. Oh, my goodness. Somebody say unnecessary. Well, you've been saved for a while and you know what God is doing in your life. You can look at the atmosphere of your life and say, God, something is not right. Has anybody ever done that before? And be like, God, you know what? I know you. And I know who you are. But this thing is not lining up. And God said, listen, before you look up, you better look in. Before you look up to the hills from which come your help, you better do an introspection. Because what's hidden in your heart is hindering the hills from coming to help you. Oh, y'all got to get that right there. Because God said, look at your heart. Some of this stuff in you is very unnecessary. And you're struggling because you're not being properly delivered. Are y'all getting anything out of this? Some stuff you go through in your life and say, Lord, why am I sick all the time? We already know. Some things are just unnecessary. And I talked about it last week. I don't want to touch it again. You'll be surprised how people let people talk to them and they go home depressed and dejected. The devil is a liar. God is saying you got to look in you. You got to understand that some things inside of us is causing us to go through some unnecessary feats and moments in our life. And I know y'all didn't want to hear that right there.
Bishop Felton here. You can hear this podcast any day and every day on www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Our mission at Trinity Christian Center is to get the good news of the gospel out to the masses so that God's love, power, and instruction will infiltrate your life like never before. Again, if this podcast was a blessing to you, please feel free to visit us at 7935 North Tryon Street for a wonderful worship experience. God bless.
We hope that the It's Your Season podcast has been a blessing to you. So now that you've heard the word of God, please come visit us at Trinity Christian Center, 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, in the Gold Hill Pavilion. If you're seeking a church home, our worship services starts Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and our Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. For more details about our order of services or to obtain a copy of today's message, you can call us at 704-777-0199. That's 704-777-0199. Or on our website at www.trinitychristiancenter.net.